This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's the executive director of The Green Time. She's an eco consultant and a coach, and she's loved by frogs everywhere. It's Alma Pollard. Morning, Alma.
Good morning. Yes, we are not going to speak about power and electricity.
Please, let's not. Let's talk about something that's going to make us smile, because we hardly need to go and revel in all of this bad news. We love the idea of upcycling, taking something and turning it into something new instead of throwing it away or necessarily recycling it. And that's what this story is all about. I love this vivacious, charismatic, artistic young lady and her business. Do tell us more, Alma.
Yes, upcycling is just for me one of the most exciting things at the moment, and it's the call of our time. Also, is to look at stuff that you don't want to use for its original purpose anymore and turn it into something else instead of running to the shops and buying new stuff again. So it's what creativity is all about, of course, is to see the potential in things that you already have.
Mm.
And hence this beautiful quote from Roosevelt, to do what you can with what you have where you are. And so this is what happened to her during COVID. Their family lost absolutely everything, and their investments and everything. They had nothing. But she looked around in Paul where she lived, and she, of course, noticed that the whole environment is full of rubbish.
Mm.
So she decided those are the raw materials that she's going to build a business with. And so she started off with collecting the waste and cleaning it, and she started off making handmade jewelry, and she made tableware and homeware.
Wow.
And her top-selling product is called the My Africa Laptop Desk, because now suddenly everybody was working at home, and
yes,
people didn't have desks and space, so people could just sit in bed and laptop on there, and off you go, you're working. Or you can have breakfast or dinner or whatever. And then also you can, afterwards, you can shut it down and you can hang it on the wall as an artwork.
Ooh.
So it's made from waste wood. And it also gives you the storage of space, because people also have space issues now that so many of us are working from home. So it's decorative, it sits on the wall, it's beautiful, it's reclaimed waste, and it's functional. I think just... Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, do give us the name of her business. It's beautiful. I'd love to hear you say it.
What is it? Lily Lumpa.
Yes, I think it's so cute. Reminds
Lily
me about
Lumpa.
Something from...
Lily Lumpa, upcycled homeware.
Something from the chocolate
factory. And her name is Liesl Nodier. And I think it's such a lovely, funky name as well. I think that's the whole idea with this thing, is to do some fun things with what is available and what is around. And so she's progressing so nicely, but the main news here really is that she was the winner of the Stellenbosch Network Ideas for Change.
Uh-huh.
And this is how we got the story from Stellenbosch University. And now, because she won this competition, she's going to be financially supported, so she can expand her business now. They're going to create a couple of micro enterprises, create more work. Already people who bring in the waste are being paid. And they're going to improve their designs. They're going to get technological support from the university. They're going to improve, expand their products and their marketing. And obviously, and her products are already in the shops, hey? And it's available in shops and all over the place. So she's done the groundwork. She's done the hard work. Then she reached out, and that is basically her message. She said entrepreneurs must reach out for help with their ideas. You don't have to do things alone. And she talks about reforming hope. That, for me, is so beautiful. She said that people have impact. Despite all the bad things happening, you can still do some really good things.
What I love about the story is one of perseverance, Alma. It's so easy to say, you know, it's COVID and it was very hard. And as this beginning of the story tells us, you know, as a family, we lost everything. And, you know, so this is just where we are. We're down and out, and there's nothing we can do. But I love this. Like Phoenix from the ashes, somebody says, I've got this desire and I'm going to give it a go, and I've got nothing to lose. And being able to win this competition, and now being able to see the help that she's getting to make this a reality. I love these stories of this never say die attitude. Anything is possible.
Absolutely.
Seize the opportunities.
Then,
it's beautiful.
So according to my understanding, the Chinese word for crisis is the same as the word for opportunity.
Mm.
So there's always this opportunity in a crisis, and I think that's got to be our way forward entirely in South Africa. Here we've got the load shedding crisis now, you know.
Mm.
Let's turn that into an opportunity as well. We are very resourceful. We are adaptive people. We can bend with the wind and do something else, and let's see where we go.
Just on the story of upcycling, Alma, this is using something that people have thrown away, whether it's plastic or glass or whatever it is. And there's some beautiful pictures, some stunning photography throughout the story. So it's you've often said this to me in the past, you know, oh, look at all the stuff I'm recycling. You know, you've said recycling isn't really a trophy. We've got to try and get our waste down to minimum. So being able to reuse and upcycle something is even better than recycling.
Absolutely. So my competition with myself is to see how seldom I put out a wheelie bin or a recycling bag. And I am now onto every second week. And so, yeah, eventually you want to put out nothing because you want to not bring things home that you can't reuse.
Mm.
So because every product is a resource, it causes climate change. Everything you have in your hand cause climate change in the manufacturing because it's carbon dioxide, because it takes energy.
Yes.
And then there's all the transport all over the place from wherever this thing came. It always takes water, and, you know, we don't have those. So the less stuff, which is why I'm so into minimalism, the less you have, the smaller your footprint, and the more you value things. Everything is actually precious. It took sacrifice from the planet to get this thing into your hands. So when it breaks, you know, let's fix it. Let's turn it into something else. Let's not just chuck it away.
We absolutely love that. And it's fits so beautifully in our conversation. We're having a chat with our listeners here this morning, Alma, around art and art appreciation and what we might have up on our walls. But how great to not only be able to honor somebody who's an artist with a paintbrush, but somebody that's an artist here using modern technology and things that people have thrown out to create art that can adorn the walls of our homes and that's so good.
And if you live creatively like that, then your life is your artwork.
Mm.
That is my motto, you know, create a beautiful life, not by being a consumer, but by being a creative.
And no shortage of resources to use to make what you need to make. We make enough waste, Alma.
You have enough. You have everything available that you need to create beautiful things.
And there's some beautiful things that you can see on this. A cleaner Stellenbosch through innovative upcycling. The photography is stunning. The story's there for you to read. And maybe you can follow the link and go and have a look at what Lily Loompa's upcycling homeware team has been creating. And maybe you can add that to your wish list for Christmas time, which is, oh my goodness, creeping up on us. Alma, thanks so much for your time this morning.
There we go. Christmas is an idea. Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.